Editor's note. Ms. Kilburn writes in response to Dave Dale, interesting divorce from team player philosophy. Further to Dave Dale's excellent opinion piece on the anti-vax, anti-mandate, convoy mess. We've had a number of decades, both federally and provincially, of parties and leaders who have abandoned working class and poor people. The disparity between the financial situation of the 1%, for want of a better term, and the folks at the bottom of the ladder, has increased exponentially over this time. People are hard-pressed to house, feed, clothe, and medicate themselves, while many others have an absolute glut of toys of various sorts and costs. I can't think of a single government, at any level, that has taken effective action on this over these years. And no one cares. No one listens when people call for justice, equity, equality. The folks at the bottom are treated with disrespect and dismissed. We are reaping what has been sown. Despair leads to rage. Our education system has been vandalized, at least in Ontario, by a government that pandered to its base, ignoring entirely the advice, knowledge, education, and experience of experts. We see signs of this in, among other places, the apparent total ignorance of many of these protesters of the documents that specify our freedoms, and the conditions under which they may be constrained, for a while. We see blind acceptance of garbage coming across as knowledge on social media. And we see an almost total absence of anything resembling critical thinking. I believe these are some of the most fundamental problems underlying protests like this one. My deepest hope is that governments will smarten up, pay attention, listen respectfully to all citizens, engage in honest discussions with us, and start to act, ACT, to improve the situation. Kathleen Kilburn, North Bay.